Oh boy, it says we're going live. You're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Tuesday, early evening, late afternoon, however you want to categorize it, wherever you are in the world. That's what we do. We talk to people, Packers fans, worldwide. It's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. I'm coming to you live, talking about Brian Gutekunst and DeShone Kizer, and the fact that Kizer was just released by the Oakland Raiders, or Las Vegas Raiders. Apologies, earlier this afternoon, and how Kizer is a bit of a cautionary tale when it comes to Brian Gutekunst and his ability to evaluate quarterbacks. Now, look, this is no, in any way, shape, or form, take on Jordan Love. It is an absolute take on Brian Gutekunst and his ability to evaluate quarterbacks and place importance on them because, as has oft been reported, the Packers were hot and heavy on possibly drafting DeShone Kizer when he was coming out of Notre Dame, spearheaded by one Brian Gutekunst. And they were hoping, nay slash, I won't say praying, because God knows I'm not going to subscribe religious affiliations to anybody in the Packers front office, but they were really hoping that they could draft DeShone Kizer in the third round a couple years ago. And then the Cleveland Browns took him in the second round. And then when he became available via trade, when Brian was the GM, he made no short work of shipping off their best cornerback for said Kizer. And look, you can say what you want about upside, potential, etc., which of course is existent in every player who comes into the NFL. But you look at Kizer, his time in college, and yes, he's still, even to this day, a very young player. There's no doubt about it. But you look at his time at Notre Dame and his what the glaring knock on him was his accuracy or lack thereof. And how any NFL evaluator could look at that and say, that's something we can fix. That's something we can get right. That's something that we can, he'll develop into a more accurate passer. We have talked about that here before. Troubling. It's troubling. When you talk about an NFL GM then trading a fourth round pick to move up in the first round to select the heir apparent to a Hall of Fame quarterback instead of giving him help. Yeah, it gives you pause. I think it's more than fair to question, okay, you really whiffed on Kizer. Should we trust you on Love? Again, you can only watch it play out. And I am obviously in that camp. You have to watch and see. And I hope and I pray. And as a Packers fan, my hopes and dreams are incumbent upon Love being the pick that Gutekunst thinks he is. But I absolutely 1000% think it is fair to question Gutekunst. That's all. That's all I'm saying right off the top here. Joel, thanks for the super chat. Why are Packers fans now lusting after Juju? Can't we just accept the receivers we have? Just now, come on, because there was a headline about him maybe being available via trade, of course. All you have to do is look at my mentions the moment anyone becomes not even available, just potentially available. If it's someone they've heard about, yeah, oh my God, I'm all in. I'm all in. I mean, that's a tale as old as time. And thank you for the super chat. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. 90% of Packers wide receivers, 6'4" through 6'7" scary in the end zone. I would hope so. Of course, it would also help if the quarterback actually threw a 50-50 ball when something other than a free play was on the foot. I'm just saying. Austin, thank you for the super chat. What are your thoughts on Reggie Begelton? I know the CFL is very different than the NFL, but I really like his potential big yards after the catch. I think there's a ton of potential there. I will be absolutely shocked if he makes the team. Now, that is not to dismiss him. That is not to say he has no shot, because I think he absolutely does, especially considering the inexperience and or lack of production or pelts on the wall, however you want to put it, that currently resides among the Packers wide receiving core. All of that said, it's an uphill battle. He's got to produce. He's got to turn heads pretty much every time he runs a route, every time he works a drill, every time he does anything on the practice field, he has got to make it count. And again, I'm rooting for the guy. Absolutely, 1000000000% has a chance. But It's a long shot. Jitsu, thank you for the super chat. Perfect birthday. Hung with the family, got a burger from my favorite local bar / grill, and I'm now enjoying Cheesehead TV and talking Packers. Can't beat it. Salud, man. Salud to you. And hey, anyone who's wondering, looks like it's that shit o'clock. Amen to that. The Juju trade for 33 idea was just dumb. I mean, I tend to agree, but I also understand wanting to get a bona fide breakout wide receiver opposite Adams. I mean, then you cook him with gas, etc. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say it's the dumbest idea ever. I mean, Juju is a fucking talent and an accomplished talent. Somebody who knows what it takes in the NFL. You know, I can't be so dismissive of that idea. But I tend to agree, yeah, that's a bit rich. But, you know, stranger things have happened in the NFL, no doubt about it. Or, hey, thanks for the super chat. No question attached, though. But thank you. Oh, that's good. Travis, I love it. Better coach, Bart Starr or Lindy Infante? Whew! I'll tell you what. I think Lindy was better early and got worse. And I think Bart was bad early and was getting better and or really hitting his stride when he got fired. So, a bit of that. But ultimately, I would say Bart Starr. Probably. Joseph, thank you for the super chat. Vikings suck. Bears suck. God bless the Lions. Brian Bulaga, Iowa. I love that you paid money just so I can say that. I love it. I'm all in, brother. And look, God bless the Lions, if for no other reason that the Packers came off 2 years, four games in a row, not being able to beat the Lions, lost four in a row, and then won two games last year, having never led for a second in regulation. True story. The Lions, man, you know, the Packers fans, we like to laugh at the Lions, but they gave the Packers all they could handle last year. No doubt about it. Anishka, thanks for the super chat. How good does Love have to be for the trade up to be worth it? Does he have to be Mahomes, or is him being Kirk Cousins or Matt Ryan good enough? Oh, my God. If he is Matt Ryan, you should be doing cartwheels. A fourth round pick? Come on. That's nothing. It's something. Yes, there's value there. Yes, could they maybe have gotten another player in the fourth round? Yeah, no doubt about it. But if there's a quarterback inserted into your starting lineup that allows you to, in the case of Matt Ryan, help your team get to a Super Bowl, as Matt Ryan has done, yeah, it's worth it. People, you got to remember the Randy Wrights, the David Whitehurts of the world, the Brett Hundleys of the world, if you want to get into recent vintage. Man, having a good quarterback, I'm not talking about a great quarterback, just a good quarterback, you've got a shot. You don't have a good quarterback, you are fucked. And not to put too fine a point on it, but that's the case. Tim, thank you for the super chat. With Schefter saying the salary cap could be reduced by 20 to 80 million, would that impact them re-signing their free agents next season? I'm not going to put too much stock into anything that's trying to game out where the salary cap will go, up or down, especially given the current environment. And I know that report is out there because of the current environment, but there's way too many unknowns at this point. Will it affect them ultimately? I tend to doubt it. The salary cap is a very malleable thing. And if the NFL, if an NFL team wants to keep a guy, like really wants to keep him, they'll keep him. Oh, they can make it work. But yeah, I tend to doubt it will have a major effect. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. What sucks more, coronavirus or the Bears? Got to be coronavirus, because I haven't been fucking outside a 3-block radius in like a month and a half. While the Bears, while they do suck, helped keep the Packers afloat back in the day when Papa Bear helped out the Packers organization. So the Bears have at least helped the Packers. Coronavirus can suck it. That's pretty easy. Mackenzie, thank you for the super chat. Could Jordan Love turn into a Jimmy G situation where he sits behind Rodgers and then we flip for picks, or is he the future in your opinion? That's a really good question. I think ultimately this is their guy, right? This, they didn't move up in the first round because they thought, okay, it could go either way. They moved up because that's their guy. That's who they're all in on. And could it play out as you're suggesting, where maybe a couple years down the line, Rodgers is balling out, returns to form, and he's a Superman and whatever, and they think, well, we don't need anybody right now, so they flip him? That could happen. Not going to say it couldn't. But ultimately, my belief is that they made this move, they made this selection because he's the future in their eyes. So I'll be very surprised if it comes to them flipping him like the Pats did with Jimmy G. But that's a really good question. Joel, thank you for the super chat. If Jordan Love is Kirk Cousins, I would be ecstatic. He's efficient, right? Gets the ball out, gets playmakers the ball in their hand. I mean, yeah, you could do a lot worse than Kirk Cousins. The Kirk Cousins thing is all about what he was paid and the guaranteed money, et cetera. That's where people have fun with that. But, yeah, hell, would you take Kirk Cousins or Brett Hundley? I'd take Kirk Cousins every fucking day. Javier, thank you for the super chat. In defense of Gutekunst, he was also high on Drew Lock, though, and he seemed to be headed in a pretty good direction last year. Very true. Drew balled out when given a chance last year. Now, it was early. Let's see what happens throughout his career. But, yes, that is the counterpoint. No doubt about it. Very, very true. Hey, chances Rodgers balls out next couple, 3 years, and Jordan Love turns into the Patriots Garoppolo. Well, we just talked about that, Gary. Goot sucks at drafting. 3 good picks, and the rest are lucky to crack the bottom of the roster. 2018 is the only thing you have in your corner right now. 2019, it's way too early to judge. 2020 just happened, and you're a lunatic if you try to judge it right now. But thanks for checking out the stream. Matt, thank you for the super chat. Hello, my lord gets on one knee. I'm excited for our run game next year. I see huge changes on offense in a year or two as well. I don't think it's going to be – I know a lot of the narrative coming off the draft was they're like they're all in on LaFleur's way, et cetera. You know, if you listen to my podcast with John Kuhn over there on Nagler's Never Right on the Patreon page, you know, I'm with John. I think there will be a bit of an emphasis, so to speak, but I don't think it's going to be wholesale changes. I don't think it's going to be markedly different. I think there will be a bit more kind of closed formation stuff and a bit more usage of two tight ends, moving them around the formation. But I don't think it's going to be an insanely different thing. Now, to the second part of your chat there, could things develop where when Love takes over that it is noticeably different and or a complete evolution? I suppose. I mean, especially because the kid's going to be much younger, much more mobile. But I don't think the tenets of the offense are going to change dramatically. That's just guesswork on my part. Gretchen, thank you for the super chat. At least Love gets to sit before playing. Kaiser didn't. That is an excellent point. Completely valid. Very much agreed. No question about it. The one area when it comes to, okay, sitting and developing versus playing right away, accuracy in most cases. Not every case, but most cases when it comes to NFL, accuracy doesn't improve regardless of whether you're playing on the, you know, in real games or in practice or what have you. Accuracy, especially that short to medium range, that's something that guys normally do not improve on. And that's the worry, because you read anything about Love's time in college, you look at any of his tape, you see that short to intermediary area is a problem for him. That stuff, he can hit the deep stuff. He has an uncanny ability to hit guys deep in stride, drop it in the bucket. That he's amazing at that. From all platforms, from everywhere on the field, he's incredible. But you talk about, like, you know, the 15-yard out, the deep comeback, even the shallow crosser stuff. And that's where he... I'm not even say he struggles, but that's where he's really inconsistent, and he can't be in the NFL. Frank, thank you for the super chat. Which undrafted free agent has the most potential for the Packers? I tell you who it is. Hold on. I cannot pronounce his name to save my life, but I've got it right here. Wait a second. Wait, where is it? His name is... Where? What? Tippa. Tipagalali, but it's not, that's not how you pronounce it. I know it. Now it's got some weird pronunciation, but this kid, he's an outside linebacker. He can ball. Dude, that kid can play. I don't know why he slipped. I have no idea why he's undrafted. Maybe there's some off-field stuff. I have no clue. But that kid, Tipa, he can play. He's got a chance to make this team, especially because they let Fackrell walk. They've only got essentially three edge guys. Yeah, he's gonna have a chance, no doubt about it. I'll take one or two more here. Go Pack, but how are we gonna beat the Vikings this year? Same way they did last year, by Za'Darius Smith blowing shit up. You know what's funny is I went back and watched every game, but I watched the home game against the Vikings again. You look at those three touchdown drives when they went up 21-0. Man, the Packers were dominant. And then they had the fumble and then everything changed. But I tell you what, they've got it, man. They can – I think they're a much better team. They're a better team than the Vikings. And the fact that the Vikings brought in the biggest draft class since the draft went to seven rounds back in whatever year it was. Yeah, they're going to be bringing in 15 kids who have – you know, no off season. And now a lot of them are going to be counted on to contribute right away. I mean, good luck. Yeah. The Packers and the Vikings, I do not worry about. I mean, could it go either way? Sure. Very talented teams on both sides of the ball. The Bears are a much bigger worry. The Bears defense is legit. We all know that. And now they'll most likely have competent quarterback play in Nick Foles. I don't even need superstar quarterback play. They just need competent quarterback play, which should be arriving in the shape of Nick Foles. So, yeah, between those two, the Bears are the ones to worry about. Tim, thank you for the super chat. Are you surprised they haven't addressed corner this offseason, considering the lack of depth and King, a free agent next season? I was a bit, Tim, especially after the draft. I thought they would look there. Perhaps the board didn't fall the way they, you know, where it made sense for them. But, hey, it also speaks to what they think of Chandon Sullivan and Kadar Holman. Holman, in particular, I really liked last summer. They just didn't play him a lot last year. But I think they must love their potential and didn't see a need to really kind of go all in there. And, hey, like I said, it's about drafting and developing. When you've got a handful of guys you've got to pay, whether it is you are paying Aaron Rodgers, obviously, you're about to pay Kenny Clark, perhaps going to pay David Bakhtiari and Aaron Jones. You can't be going out and spending money on your third corner. So I understand it. They're going to draft and develop, and okay, here's to it. All right, everybody, I'm going to jump. Oh, wait, well, I'm not going to jump yet because I got a few more super chats. My favorite draft pick has to be A.J. Dillon. I think he may beat out Williams for running back two next season. Dude has a lot of power, like a prime Eddie Lacy. Austin, I think he is going to ball out. I don't know if running back two, supplant Williams during the season, et cetera. I don't know about all that, but he is going to play. There's no doubt about that. There will certainly be a rotation, and he will certainly see the field. And I think Packer fans are going to really love this kid. Bryson, thank you for the super chat. Bigger missed opportunity, 2011 or 2014? Oh, 2014, 1,000,000,000%. 2011, they kind of showed their colors in that Kansas City game, the first regular season game that they lost, where, oh, right, they can't really do anything outside of spread it around and throw it over the yard and scored a bunch of points. If they're put into a dogfight where they can't produce through the air, then they're in trouble. And then that manifested itself in the playoffs. Although I will say to this day, the penalty against Chad Clifton is bullshit. Greg Jennings should have scored a touchdown, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, 2014, come on, that's a monster missed opportunity. And one of 20 plus things goes the other way, and the Packers win that game. So that, to me, that's the one that will haunt much more than 2011. All right, guys, I'm going to jump. Thank you so much for the super chats. Thank you so much for hanging out, talking Packers. Hey, if you like what we do here at Cheesehead TV and you want to support what we do, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon, patreon.com/cheeseheadTV. I'll be having a special Zoom hangout session, Zoom happy hour, with all our Patreon members tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. So if you're not a Patreon and you want to hang out, talk some Pack, just hang, please consider signing up. And hey, I understand in this world we live in right now, not everybody has disposable income to throw around on some Packers website. I totally get it. So please consider supporting us via hitting the like button on this video, hitting the subscribe button on this channel. I cannot express how much that means to us. Each and every like, each and every subscription, it really speaks volumes about the support you guys give Cheesehead TV, because we are devoted to you, Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night.